They're basically saying that you're apathetic, you're disappointed, you're, oh, well, we're not sure that we're going to turn out. Wisconsin, we can't let that happen.
It is time for action. It is time to get behind Ron Johnson.
Atlas shrugged. Atlas represents the producers of America. Shrug means they have become so overburdened with regulations and rules and taxes. At some point, they just shrug. They quit.
And I give you credit for being consistent with Atlas Shrug. You believe the producers are a very special group of people. I guess they're better than the rest of us.
And this is my time to go. Frankly, I hate to do it. There is so much that needs to be done. But even more frankly, I am bone tired.
Bo Udall had the great line that you really know you've lost power when you get in the back seat of the car and it doesn't move.
To send a clear message here and across the country that Wisconsin is open for business.
If we turn this down, I think we will be the laughingstock of the nation. Those trains will find a way to connect Chicago and Minneapolis.
So I think that's a victory. And I think once and for all with this announcement, we can get back to the real work here in the state.
Where in the recesses of his mind does he find a victory in this type of defeat?
Now that the election has been held and the voters have spoken, I do not feel comfortable casting a vote in favor of these contracts.
What he did to the workers of the state is unconscionable.
A censure is a statement by this body to future legislators that it is okay to drive and be arrested 5 times while driving under the influence of alcohol.
I apologize to my constituents, my family, and I'll face the consequences in the judiciary.
99.9% of criminal defendants would never be allowed to game the system in the way that Scott Jensen has.
Senator Scott Fitzgerald for the position of Majority Leader.
Our new Speaker of the State Assembly, Representative Jeff Fitzgerald.
Us being brothers, we've seen in the past that Republican leaders don't necessarily get along, but we're brothers. We have to talk every day.
We're in the midst of a session where we attempted to address energy and jobs in this economy, and we came up short.
You hire somebody that's not a writer and obviously doesn't know what the Harley tradition is all about, and it's a crying shame.
But sooner or later, you're going to find a job. Might not be the job you want, might not be the job you need, but it's a job.
There's not a lot of work.
Hay poco trabajo y pues no hay mucho dinero. Pues.
And there's not very much money.
Aquí un poquito más,
Here there's a little bit more money.
Our workplaces go smoke-free.
You know, I'm a third-generation tavern owner, and, you know, and all of a sudden people are dictating policy for us.
The Kewaunee School District and their use of the name Indians.
If you are serious about banning mascots, ban mascots. Ban them.
And welcome to the Apostle Island Sparks Race. We're beginning to put things together, so let's gather around.
Welcome to the 2010 Polar Bear Plunge.
And what is your name?
Danielle Kading with Wisconsin Public Radio.
We have someone from the Wisconsin Public Radio who's about to enter.